Welcome back to 2SER. Thanks for being with me again. This is A Direction Home. I'm Cathy Kirkpatrick. In the studio with me today, Maruya-based artist Val Muggs.
Thanks so much for having me, Cathy. It's great to be here.
I really appreciate it. I saw Hannah playing at the Marrickville Festival on the weekend. Yes, I was there.
Yeah, did you? Oh, awesome. Yeah, it was a great time. I loved the vibes all around Marrickville and I was stoked to be there.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite local festivals, that one. An absolute gem. Now, just to set the scene, Val has just released a new song, Ride Around the Sun, came out on the 3rd of October. Acoustic version of this, I think, would really give us an idea of what's happening for you musically right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on. 2SER, this is A Direction Home. I'm Cathy with Maruya-based artist Val Muggs, Ride Around the Sun.
Down, we bumped along, hit our crowns to our own song, did our best to make a mess, but we made it to now. Kissed your lips and I fell into love without a spell. I saw you as you are end of straightening. I'll take you for another ride around the sun. I'll take you to the moon when I've saved up. I'll take you for another ride round the sun. I'll take you to the moon. Ooh, ooh. Time stood still for a while. I became like a child dancing in the storm, not staying dry. It grew cold and my skin became not enough clothes to wear that day. But you found a way to warm me with your smile. I'll take you for another ride round the sun. And I'll take you to the moon when I've saved up. I'll take you for another ride around the sun. I'll take you to the moon. I'll take you to the moon when I've saved better. I'd take you for another ride round the sun. I'd take you to the moon. Ooh.
Val Moog's in the studio. What a joyous song. Val's fresh from Wanderer Festival down in the south, and our very own Marrickville Festival here in the wondrous inner west of Sydney. I really love that concept of time measured by sweeps around the sun. That's a great, what a great song.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell me something about that song. What's behind it?
Yeah, so I actually wrote it back in 2018, which is, I think, around the time that I met you.
Yeah.
And I wrote it for my partner at the time as an anniversary present, saying, oh, let's go for another ride around the sun together. And I was like, this is such a beautiful song. And it was a big declaration, but we broke up a couple months later. So we did not make it another lap around the sun.
Oh, yeah. What a story. And so how does it feel for you singing that now from this sort of space jump into 2025?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few cents and a few more love songs. I'm a big love songwriter. I love love and love, you know, celebrating people and stuff. So, I mean, I feel very lucky that I get to capture these moments in time with songs, and then, you know, that's something I can still take away into the future with me. And
all right, it's like a journal entry.
Yeah, I feel like songwriting is a bit like that. Lots of journal entries that I'm publicly sharing with the world.
Just like opening up your letters to be read publicly or something. I think the letter should come back, personally. The long form.
Oh, I agree 100%. And my current partner would definitely agree with that as well.
Well, it's great you can still connect with songs from the past. I often wonder whether songs are lost, and particularly when people are, you know, could you play that song again? And you think, oh, I don't really want to go there. But, you know, come on. It's a fabulous song, and I'm glad you've recorded it. And, of course, when I saw you on stage on the weekend, you were playing electric guitar. But tell me about this beautiful acoustic you're wielding.
Yeah, it's a Cole Clark Fat Lady 3. So I started on the Cole Clark Fat Lady 2 guitar, and I was absolutely hooked on their guitars. So this is the third Cole Clark I've gotten.
Wow. What is it that you like about this particular?
This one, I just think it's very aesthetically beautiful.
Yeah.
I love the mother of pearl inlay and beautiful sounding guitar and Australian made. And, you know, when the day came that I could get it, I jumped on that opportunity.
Looks fantastic. Yeah, mother of pearl inlay on the fretboard right down the neck. So let me take you back to early days of experiencing music, listening to music. What would you say was the first music that you heard in your life that really moved you?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because I think my context for that is quite interesting in a way. I was raised going to church, and really that was my experience of music and live music. It was all kind of church music. But a benefit of that that I can look back upon and think about is, you know, like every Sunday I was getting to see a live band on stage, you know, playing music. And I think part of what I've experienced in, you know, then I was eventually playing in church bands when I was 15, and I no longer am, but I think part of church music is there's so much dynamics in it and so much expression, because the whole purpose is to kind of move you into this place of feeling spiritually connected.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that being my experience, I think it was, you know, like I was constantly exposed to music that was, you know, constructed and orchestrated to move me, which is, it really has had a huge influence on my, you know, beginnings with music as well as my songwriting. And, you know, I've still got a soft spot for the kind of music, you know, just because it's what I grew up with and was surrounded by.
Oh, wow. Great answer. I can picture that very much. So you were in the band there at the front. When did you start thinking maybe I could make my own music or write my own songs? Tell me something about that.
Yeah, I mean, it just happened, I suppose. I started writing songs when I was 12 and taught myself guitar then. Wow. So I've never had a lesson. But yeah, I just, it became like a necessity to have this outlet, to be writing songs, and it really saved me throughout high school.
Yeah,
because, you know, like as we said earlier, you know, having those journal entries, that diary, I was never able to really maintain an actual diary of, you know, dear diary type situation. But having songwriting, yeah, it had to come out of me. And to this day, you know, even if I wasn't doing music full time, if it wasn't how I made my living, like I would have to be writing songs.
It's good to know that. It's good to find that out. That's your way of being in the world and processing things and being here. So you're living and working full-time as a musician. What sort of things do you have to do to make that work in Australia, which is, you know, we know the certain difficulties logistically here?
Yeah, I think there's a few things, and I'm definitely still finding my feet. Like, I've been playing gigs since I was 16. Again, I just, like, wanted to get out there, like had to find a way.
So great.
Yeah, I couldn't help but do it, and couldn't help but find gigs to play. But in many ways, I feel like my career is just starting. You know, just starting to figure out how to record and release music. I've got hundreds of songs, but I haven't been able to, you know, document many in the recorded form and release them. So, you know, and I didn't even understand this world of festivals, or that you could apply to play at a festival. I feel like there's so many learnings.
Yes, you can.
That I'm coming to so late in life.
Huh.
But, you know, like through word of mouth, got heaps of the kind of like pub gigs that are, you know, meant to be cover gigs, but I'll just play a lot of originals. And I mean,
that's great.
What I'm finding though is I'm starting to really head towards, it's been a process of removing one safety blanket at a time. So, you know, I did have other work that I was doing.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And I've let that go. And then I think the next one is kind of more like those gigs that have a set fee, you know, other than festivals.
Mm.
And I think I'm headed towards more, you know, ticketed shows, but with that comes more risk. And I think something that does help is living regionally.
Mm.
It's, you know, I mean, prices have gone up heaps for everyone, but I've found that, you know, living regionally where, you know, rent's cheaper and stuff, like, has actually, you know, within itself had given me the opportunity to do this and to explore it. Like, I never really thought I could do this. But yeah, a few series of events that, you know, ended me up where I am have made it possible, and I'm
anything
feel
significant?
So grateful.
Anything significant that, you know, enabled you to make some of those leaps into the unknown?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple things. So firstly, ending up on the South Coast, which, as I've alluded to, I love writing love songs. I'm a bit of a lover. I followed a partner down the South Coast, and that's how I ended up down there, and I fell in love with the place and just stayed with the land, the country. And so there was that. That was a big move, and that was in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I, through that random series of events of ending up down there, you know, I was probably able to play gigs and start to, you know, meet people a bit more in the regional setting who were in the music industry. I think as well there was a program that I was selected to participate in called Project Alchemy.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a Canberra theatre company called Rebus, and they wanted to connect artists in different regional locations. So I think it was Queanbeyan, Yirrabadalla, Bega, and Gippsland. And, you know, to help to try to revitalise the creative arts and have more projects going on the South Coast. And so they got funding to pay artists like a decent wage for the work that they're doing, like, you know, prep work and stuff, which never happens. But through that, I had to come up with a bit of a plan on what I was going to do. And I ran these like group music lessons in the community. And through that, I was able to get, you know, like a bunch of, you know, big entry level guitars and drum pads and stuff. And that, I think it gave me the confidence. I'm like, oh, I can actually do this. And I'm really like a big fan of local, like, community based activities and building community in many ways. And yeah, just having the opportunity to do that and being like, oh, I can do this. And then being like, oh, I could do this and play gigs. And, you know, like I could make a living from that. And now I still do that to a degree, but because I'm traveling a lot more with the gigs now, yeah, it's more in chunks and blocks that I'm able to do that. But I think those two things, ending up on the South Coast and then being given that great opportunity through Rebus to participate in that program.
Thanks for sharing those two things. I think that's really interesting. What gives us the props under us, but also the confidence to take even more steps on. So, and here we are. Now, you mentioned before recording and releasing. I see that a few things are popping up on Bandcamp at the moment. You've got another song you want to play that you said is it not yet released? Is it recorded?
It's recorded and it's actually mastered, but I'm just holding on to it for a moment.
Yes.
It's called Rena, which is the name of my best mate. And it's kind of a friendship love song, so a platonic love song. And I think there's not enough songs about friendship, you know, because and I think that love is a love that can last, you know, a lifetime. I'm sure there's other types that can too, but I think friends, you know, deserve more celebration. So, yeah, this is Rena that I'll be releasing in February.
Absolutely. I'm with Val Muggs in 2SCR. You're listening to 107.3, A Direction Home.
I know it's probably not where you are, but here the sun is shining, reminds me of days with you. I don't know how you got so far. There are many seas between us, but still be sure you're in my heart. And I missed you since the day you moved away. I'm not saying you should come back right now. Just relax, I'll meet you where you are. Cause ooh, I like it when you're near, don't you? When I hear you're doing well, yeah, you tell me about a secret place with beaches and fires and caves. And I'm like, damn, that sounds like a real cool place. I've got my ticket, I'll be on my way. But yeah, it's more about you than any pretty place you see. You're just that cool. I miss our cozy home with sandy floors, missing paint and moldy roofs, don't you too? I like it when you're near, don't you? I like it when I hear you. I like it when you're near, don't you? I like you when I hear you're doing well. You're doing well. Like, ooh, I like it when you're near, don't you? Doing well.
Maria-based artist Val Muggs. Oh, what a very encouraging song that is.
Thanks so much, Kathy. Appreciate it.
Oh, what a great thing to hear. I like it when I hear you're doing well. That just brings delight to my heart.
Oh, it brings delight to mine as well when I hear you're doing well.
Ah, what a great friendship song. And I really appreciate what you're saying, that friendship should be celebrated. And the beauty of it is it can be lifelong. I listened to another of your tunes on Bandcamp, VALMOOGZ on bandcamp.com. Oh, Beautiful, we released during the year. It's got this great refrain, "So I'll be your family and you'll be mine." Lots about family. We'll make a home in the moment. We'll lose track of time. I'm really a big believer in this of, like, you know, we've all got bloodline out there somewhere, but, you know, sort of picking people that really become your tribe. They become family.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. I feel that too. And I think, you know, it's big for many people. And, you know, being queer and non-binary myself, I feel like there's a lot of queer people have to find a chosen family, you know, which, yeah, I think that's why it's so great having beautiful communities where you can find chosen family.
Yeah, where you can relax, and it's good to have peace of mind. It's hard to find in the big bad city. At least you're out out with a bit more space.
Well, I mean, the issue with that is that my mind came with me to the South Coast, so couldn't escape that.
That's right. Welcome to where you are, indeed. Absolutely. Now, you're away from home at the moment. Are you still on the road for a bit, or what's happening next?
Yeah, so I am. I'm headed back to Sydney Sunday.
Oh, so Sunday the 19th of October. Where are you?
I'm playing at Palomino Lounge in Enmore. Yes.
One of my favourites.
Oh, it's one of mine too. I can't believe how much they've just transformed that place and become such a important location for live music in Sydney. It's amazing. Yeah, yeah. So this Sunday the 19th will be 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like you've recorded a bunch of things and you're sort of drip feeding them to us. Rena is going to be released early next year, and you've got another Sydney date planned for this. When's that?
I'll be bringing the whole band along with me on the 20th of February at Low 302 in Surry Hills.
Brilliant. Well, this is handy. This is very handy that you've been able to come through to SDR Studios while you've been in Sydney and ahead of all of that. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today on A Direction Home, and please come back when you're in Sydney again.
Absolutely. I'd love to be back.
I've been with Hannah, artist name Val Muggs. They'll be releasing one song at a time from that hundreds and hundreds of letters in your back pocket.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.